getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, it's another week and time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. And it's your old-time oldies show, time to roll the polkas again. And glad you're along for another exciting week. Boy, oh boy, I have no idea what I have in store for you today. But see this? Well, you don't see this because this is radio, but I got a great big stack of records here. Now we're ready to get to work, so we'll see what happens. I have another 45 of the week for you. Got some good comments and emails last week from the Hans Wilfart record from 1928 that we spun last week. Of course, Hans Wilfart later became known to most of us as Whoopi John. I still have some more vintage Whoopi John stuff from that same era. But I'm not going to play them all in a row. That would be silly. So stand by for that coming up this week, too. Other than that, no idea what's going on. No. Let's correct my spelling errors here. I always write down the songs I play. There is no N in the word clouds. Just in case some of you were wondering, there is no N in the word clouds. It's the Stormy Clouds Polka. Here's Brass with Class to get us rolling.
Gdzieś, gdzieś pięcie, na bołeczka nie wsiedźcie. Na bołeczka rozpoczka, Daneszka mi raz poczwa. Na bołeczka rozpoczka, Daneszka mi raz poczwa. Dubaj się baj kawałem, jak Esmona skoiwam. Ja ci laleczki robił, a kiszka mi kapiła. Ja ci laleczki robił, a kiszka mi kapiła. Panie płać dziewczyno, jak jest moda skomiła. Ja ci laleczki robił, a tyśka i tak piła. Ja ci laleczki robił, a tyśka i tak piła. Dajcie gdzieś pędzie, na bołeczka nie ciepcie. Na bołeczka rozpoczka, Daneszka mi raz poczwa. Na bołeczka rozpoczka, Daneszka mi raz poczwa.
See how that is? That sounds like Stormy Clouds there, doesn't it? That's Brass with Class here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That's what it sounded like last week when we were outside and it was 31 below and the wind was gusting at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill was off the darn charts. Yeah, But supposed to be better weather up here in northern Minnesota over the coming few days. They're talking about seasonable temperatures, you know, like 10 degrees with wind chills only maybe 10 or 20 below. That'll be pleasant. Sheesh, I tell you. It's Larry Chesky over here on turntable number one. See, I always start the show on turntable number two because you count from left to right, which means the one that's your right hand that you would use the most is actually number two. I don't know. It's a poor system, let me tell you. There's Larry Chesky. It's the Rain Rain Polka. There you go. That is Larry Chesky there, the Rain Rain Polka. And I just noticed that completely by accident and through no fault of my own and certainly no pre-planning, I played the Stormy Clouds Polka followed by the Rain Rain Polka, which made absolutely, positively complete sense. And I take no credit at all for that happening. That is a total flukaroonie, as they say. Now, I'm going to try this. And I probably shouldn't, because you would think I would learn better. Really. I got some weird records coming up, that's all I can tell you. I have Don Peachy in the orchestra here doing the Tomcat Polka. And on the record in green magic marker, it's green Sharpie, actually. In my handwriting, it says, Skips Real Bad. So naturally, I want to play it. Because all the songs on the show come from records. I've told you that. And I think that since I wrote that on this record, which was a long, long time ago, we've since relocated the studio, installed new turntables, got new needles and cartridges and all this stuff. So while you were listening to Larry Chesky, I was kind of spot testing the Tomcat Polka on the other turntable to see if it skipped anywhere. And it seemed like it worked. So I'm going to try it. And if the record starts skipping real bad, like it says it will, I'll just shut it off and we'll move on to the next record. But I have to know if it still skips real bad after we redid the studio. Okay? Don Peachy and the orchestra. Cross your fingers, everybody. Here's the Tomcat Polka. So well, till it got to the very end. And, well, hey, we only had about 20 seconds of the record to go, so that's not too bad. But I guess I did mean it when I wrote on there, Skips Bad, last time we played that, which was years and years ago. But anyway, that was most of the Tomcat Polka by Tom Peachy and the orchestra. And I guess I'm just going to leave the word Skips Bad on there, except I should take my pen and write really. I'm going to. Wait a minute. I have a pen right here. Hang on. I'm putting a little arrow over to the other side, and I'm writing, really? You're hearing live radio programming tips here. There, I wrote really, and I underlined it twice. So next time that record comes around, I believe myself. All right, I'm researching our 78 of the week, by the way, that's coming up here in a little bit, because I'm trying to figure out what year it's from, and I'm finding a lot of what is the word? Conflicting information. But we'll talk about that when we get to it. I have a ridiculous record coming up right after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum. Oh, some weeks, I'm telling you. World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin, they'd love to see you. They don't even know who you are, but they'd love to see you. Because then they would know who you are. So check them out online. For starters, worldofaccordions.org. And then maybe make a plan to pay them a visit if you're going to be in the area. Because, you know, you could be from, like, Fort Lauderdale and just happen to be in Superior, Wisconsin one day. And you would say, gosh, as long as we happen to be here in Superior, we should check out the World of Accordions Museum. Or, for that matter, you could make it a plan and go there on purpose. Whatever works. 1,400 accordions on display, give or take a few. And that is one heavy display, let me tell you. They have the concert hall. They have the accordion technician and repair school. A lot of memorabilia, a lot of research material. If you're doing, maybe you're doing a project. Maybe you're doing your, what do they call that in college? A thesis on accordions. And you need some serious information. You want to go where the action is. And the action is at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. All right. Check them out online. Worldofaccordions.com is where you find them. Now, I told you I had a completely ridiculous record coming up. I haven't played this one in a long time. And in a minute here, you're going to find out why. I have the old Gray Mare Polka. That doesn't sound so bad. It's by Lil Wally. That sounds pretty good. But it's Lil Wally and the Singing Wabbits. And yes, it's Wabbits, spelled with a W. Like Elmer Fudd was talking or something. Are you ready? Might want to get the kids near the radio or the iPad or the streaming speaker or whatever it is you're listening to the show on this week. And tell them, here comes some Singing Wabbits.
So weary, take me back, take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry. Take me now to my honey dearie. Giddy up, let's not make her worry. Giddy up, step it up, get there in a hurry.
Yeah, Lil Wally along with the Singing Wabbits and the old Gray Mare Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I'm not going to tip off what our 78 of the week is yet, but it's going to be weird because all the 78s we've ever played on the show, I have to switch over the needle in the record player or the cartridge and all that stuff and change the equalization and all that stuff because most 78s are old. And we've probably been down this road before. They have like a 3 mil groove in them, and on a modern record like an LP or 33 has a 0.0007 mil groove, and it's much smaller. So if you play a 78 of like the 30s or 40s or early 50s mostly, with a needle meant for a 45 or 33, it sounds terrible because the groove is too big and the needle sinks down in the bottom and just gets all the noise off the bottom of the groove instead of off the sides where the sound is. But our 78 of the week, which I'm not even going to play yet, I don't know why I'm even talking about it, is a RCA early 50s promo record that was sent to radio stations. And it's micro groove. It's got the same size grooves as a 33 or a 45, and it's pressed on vinyl instead of shellac. Very, very thin and flexible vinyl, in fact. So stand by for that coming up in a little bit. Right now, it's the La-Di-Da Polka. And we know that's how you pronounce it, because normally you'd say La-Di-Da, La-Di-Da-Di-Da. But this is La-Di, because it's spelled capital L, small a, capital D-E-E, with no space, like La-Di. Like, what's your name? La-Di. And then the next word is Da, D-A, with a space before it. So it's La-Di-Da. Whether that makes any difference in the record, I have no idea, but I just want you to be aware that I have not forgot how to read, all right? Here's Marshall Lakowski. I had no idea. I promise that that was going to have a silly little voice in it, too. After previously playing the singing Wabbits doing the old Gray Mare polka, I had no idea. I promise that there was going to be a funny little voice in that. So consider that a bonus, okay? Jeez, it's a wild show this week, and we're not even halfway through. What the heck is going on? I have the new brass up here, which is interesting because we already played brass with class earlier in the show, so that's a lot of brass in one show. I have the Strawberry and Raspberries Polka, which makes me think of my grandson. He's 5. We've talked about Jake on the show before. He's like my favorite human being, and he loves strawberries. They're like the best thing in the world. And strawberries and watermelon. That's all he wants to eat when he's hungry. He doesn't want junk food or Twinkies or anything. Well, he likes the 3-stripe fudge cookies. But he loves strawberries. And if he's over and we're making him dinner, he wants rice-a-roni and strawberries. Doesn't that seem like a weird combination for a 5-year-old? And he eats strawberries like they're crazy going out of style, man. And I looked them up and they're full of great nutritious stuff. So more power to him. But then, over the holidays, I was gifted with a bag of those fancy flat square chocolates. What are they? Giraldi? I have no idea. Whatever they are. Those fancy chocolates that they buy for people as a gift, obviously. Somebody here. And it was raspberry filled. And I think it was real raspberry because I ate one and there were like little seeds in it like a real raspberry would have. So I thought, well, there must be some real raspberry in here. So I gave one to see if he liked it. He didn't. It was like one bite. And he was like spitting it out going, yuck, Grandpa, that's yucky. So he goes for the strawberries, but he does not go for the raspberries. But they all go together in a polka from the new brass.
Les fraises, les framboises, du bon vin, j'en ai bu moi. wasn't long ago. I tasted that sweet wine. What pleasure that it was. I never had that kind. It brought new life to me. Some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Allez, frais, c'est les frais boys. Du bon vin, j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Last night I met this gal, with charm and grace was she. I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. All night we had that joy, and rested for a time. And then she asked of me, to drink that fruit of vine. Oh, les frais boys, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie, que vous avez trouvé. Ah, les frais boys, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie, que vous avez trouvé. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round.
Hey, have it, strawberries, raspberries, new brass on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Don't forget now, you want to make a request dedication. You have a question or comment or whatever the case might be, there are ways to do that. He says gingerly, because I know I have a request for some Ernie Wreck. I can't find my Ernie Wreck records. I know they're around here in this mess someplace. So I'll see what I can do. I haven't played any Ernie Wreck in a long, long time. And I have I'm calling a pending request that came in on the, did it come in on the Facebook? No, it came in the email. And really, I'm working on it. Somewhere in that giant shelf that is just heaving with records, there are Ernie Wreck records. I'll see what I can do. I promise. I didn't forget. But if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, if you have a dedication, plan ahead too. Like you have a birthday or an anniversary or something coming up, give me a couple of weeks lead time so I got time to get my poop together. You know what I mean? Anyway, you can call and leave a voice or text message at area code 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. All small letters, all together, oompahour@aol.com. Or there's always Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. But I will warn you, I am not very good at operating the Facebook. So it might take me a while to figure out how to read your message. And if I use the wrong browser, my preferred browser, of course, is outdated and doesn't work with modern websites very well. So then I have to switch to the yucky browser, and it's a mess. All right, let's waltz. Shall we? We try to get at least one waltz into every show. And in fact, our 78 of the week, which is going to come up after our waltz, by the way, happens to be a Schottische today. So I'm getting that ready to go. And that's why I got a waltz up here. Because putting a waltz up, you know, they're a little bit longer than a polka usually. It gives me a little more time to get the 78 all ready to roll over here. I might even dust it off. How's that for fancy talking, huh? And you know what? When I started this show today, I figured out how to pronounce this, and now it's been a couple of hours, and I forgot. Here I was going to be all impressed and smart. Is it the Tatushu Waltz? Is that right? Tatushu? The Michigan Polkatels, who have one of the best album covers I've ever seen. They're all standing by an airplane. It's like a Piper Cherokee or something like that, and there's the guys with all their instruments, and I'm looking at it. As a private pilot, and I'm saying to myself, there's no way those guys and all those instruments fit into that airplane, and the thing still got off the ground. But anyway, here are the Michigan Polkatels, kind of a sappy mushy waltz for you, so here you go.
Smuć się dziś, tatusiu.
Don't be sad today, daddy.
Nie smuć się dziś o mnie.
Don't be sad over me.
Bo dziś jest me wesele.
For today is my wedding.
Ośmieni się do mnie.
Try to smile at me.
Nie zapomnę tatusia.
I'll never forget you, daddy.
Bo on też kocha mnie.
Because you always loved me.
Zawsze on robił dla mnie.
You always worked for me.
Dał mi wszystko, co mam.
You gave me everything I have.
Gdy byłam małym dzieckiem.
When I was a little baby.
Tata mnie kołysał.
You always rocked me.
Trzymał mnie na kolanach.
Held me on your lap.
Do mnie się uśmiechał.
And always smiled at me.
Jestem ja wydorosła.
I'm a big girl now.
Mam 19 lat.
And I'm 19 years old.
Znalazłam kawalera.
I found myself a boyfriend.
Który mnie też kocha.
Who loves me too.
Nie smuć się dziś, tatusiu.
Don't be sad today, daddy.
Bo dziś mój ślubny dzień.
For today is my wedding.
Nie smuć się dziś, tatusiu.
Don't be sad today, dad.
Bo jeszcze kocham cię.
For I still love you.
Dziś jest moje wesele.
Today is my wedding.
I ludzie patrzą się.
And all the people are looking.
Tatuś ze mną tańcuje.
Daddy, you're dancing with me.
Nigdy nie zapomnę cię.
And I'll never forget you.
All right, there you have it, the Michigan Polkatels there. Boy, was that a sappy one, huh? Tatuchu, is that right? I don't know, but you know, I didn't get all that sappy when my daughters got married. I got four kids, three of them are daughters, and one of them got married by Justice of the Peace. So that was a piece of cake. One of them got married in a really cool little log church. Just north of here, up in the wilds of northern Minnesota. And then she moved to North Carolina. Then she moved to Arizona with her husband. I hardly ever see her. It's been years now. My other daughter moved up north here in National Falls, Minnesota. Because it's not cold enough here, she went as north as you could go without leaving the darn country. And but it all got made up for because my other daughter lives next door. So... yeah, that's where I go. What is, do you hear that humming noise? Do you hear that? What is that? Do you hear that humming? I hear humming. Where is that coming from? Maybe you don't hear it. I don't know. It's freaking me out. Anyway, we got our waltz in. Let's do our 78 of the week, shall we? And I'm trying to figure out when this record is from, and I'm having a tough time just because I find conflicting information. I have Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra doing Tubby the Tuba, which was a... from what I can tell, a very popular record by them that I'm betting came out. I have the RCA 10-inch 78 RPM promo record, which is on very thin vinyl with a plain white label with micro groove instead of the standard 78 grooves in it. So I didn't have to change to the 78 size needle for this. And so it could very well have also been released on an RCA 45, but I don't have the 45 of it. So if you're going to hear it on the Oompa Hour, you're going to hear a 78. And I was trying to research it, and I found a CD that's out that has music of Lawrence Dukow, and it's a collection of his songs from 1949 to 1951, I think it said. And this song was on that. And then I found a guy who had it on his website, and it said it was 1949. Then I found a listing on another place on the internet, said it was 1948. So I really don't know. But what's cool is, in the research of all trying to figure this out, I found the Polka Days blog on the internet, which I've never run into before. And it's polkadays.blogspot.com if you want to go there and read it. And I just landed there because I was searching for Lawrence Dukow information. And I found a picture here. The headline is The King of Country Music is a Wisconsin Kid Who Grew Up Playing Polkas. And there's a picture here. It's got Dick Metko in it, and then Lawrence Dukow and Pee Wee King, and a guy with a great big tuba, which is Larry Pagel. And Larry Pagel is featured on the Lawrence Dukow record I'm about to play, called Tubby the Tuba. So there you go. Are we ready to crank the record player up to full speed ahead? Here we go with our 78 of the week from Lawrence Dukow, the Red Raven Orchestra, featuring Larry Pagel on the Martin Tuba. Here's Tubby the Tuba. Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra there, and Tubby the Tuba, Larry Pagel on the tuba, and that was a mighty good sounding 78, don't you think? But again, it's a vinyl 78, and it's a microgroove 78 instead of a standard record. I got a bunch of those, and I don't even know where they all came from. I tend to accumulate things. As you may have guessed, I might be described as a hoarder. I tell my wife, no, I'm an archivist. There's a difference. But I think when you tell people you're an archivist, it implies that all your junk is organized. Not the case. Here's Georgie Cook and his orchestra. Yikes, it's the Happy Music Polka.
Thank you.
you go. That is the Happy Music Polka. That is Georgie Cook and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That was sounding like kind of a worn-out record, too, there on the end. But anyway, that's the way I like them. Adds authenticity. Makes them more valuable because they have patina. Isn't that how that goes when you're watching Antique Roadshow? I don't know. Now, normally, if I'm going to play a Little Richard record, it's Little Richard and his, his Polka All-Stars? Does that sound right? It's certainly not Little Richard and his Shy Tones. But that's what it says on this record, so I have no idea what to expect here. But that's what it is. Little Richard and his Shy Tones. It's the To the Bar Polka. See, when you were dancing, I looked. And I looked at another Little Richard record, and it was Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. So who the Shy Tones are, I don't know, man. I think Little Richard's two-time in the band with another band on the side. That's what I think. Hey, waltzers, bonus time. Got another waltz in the show for you this week. Didn't plan on that. Got a Six Fat Dutchman 45 sitting here. It's got a waltz on both sides. That doesn't happen very often. Usually you have a waltz on one side, polka on the other side, or a polka and a polka, or a polka and a schottische. You almost never get a waltz and a waltz. Which side should we play? I decided on the Hanover waltz, not the hangover waltz. It's the Hanover waltz, silly. And dancers, if you're ready for another one, here are the Six Fat Dutchmen. Thank you. There you have the Six Fat Dutchmen, the Hanover Waltz, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour that you have stumbled upon once again this week. And we have happy Bernie Gordish coming up here in about a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty now. I was just getting some records ready here. I noticed I got one coming up here. It says it's in compatible stereo. Isn't that nice? You know what compatible stereo means? That means it gets along well with all your mono records. So they don't fight and argue when they're sitting on the shelf next to each other. They're all compatible. Here's Happy Bernie Gordish and the orchestra. It's called the Five Polkas Medley.
Там в окопа стоит, там в окопа стоит, и пище гость рожечего не бой, жечего не бой. Упай, щупай, дана, до самого рана, упай, щупай, дана, вчора спав на подводі, числа в ясна, до самого рана.
Once again, that there was going to be a little teeny-weeny cartoon voice in that record. That is three this week. What in the heck is going on here? And I did not get these records out of the same side of the shelf either. I don't know what the heck is going on. But anyway, here's Al Soika and the orchestra. This is the polka. polka. There you go. It's the polka polka. Al Soyka and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Just enough time to sneak in a quick one here. It's the Little Fisherman of Texas and St. Paul's Bullfrog, and you'll see what I mean.
We'll be right back.
pretty sure I was detecting a bass clarinet there in the role of the bullfrog at St. Paul's Bullfrog there, Little Fisherman of Texas, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and I look at the trusty old clock on the wall, and it says I'm going to be a smidge over time on this week's show, I think. Phooey, that's just the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes there's just more fun than you can fit into an hour, if you know what I mean. But hey, more to come next week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next time. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.